This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Friday promised Afghanistan's top leaders a sustained partnership, even as he moves to accelerate winding down the United States' longest war amid escalating Taliban violence. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chair of the High Council for National Reconciliation, met at the Pentagon with the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin before their sit-down with Biden at the White House later in the afternoon. While Biden vowed that the U.S. was committed to assisting Afghanistan, he also insisted that it was time for the American military to step back. The leader's visit to Washington comes as the Biden administration stepped up plans for withdrawal ahead of the president's September 11th deadline to end a nearly 20-year-old war that has come with a breathtaking human cost. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, whose dying gasp under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the U.S. in generations. The punishment, which came after Chauvin broke his year-long silence to offer condolences to the Floyd family and express hope they eventually have some peace of mind, is one of the longest prison terms ever imposed on a U.S. police officer in the killing of a black person. Still, Floyd and family members and others were disappointed. The sentence fell short of the 30 years prosecutors had requested, and with good behavior, Chauvin, who is 45, could get out on parole after serving two-thirds of his sentence, or about 15 years. This is VOA News. Diplomats have told the Associated Press that China pressured Ukraine into withdrawing its support for a call for greater scrutiny of human rights in China's western region of Xinjiang by threatening to withhold Chinese-made COVID-19 vaccines destined for Ukraine unless it did so. Ukraine joined a statement by over 40 countries at the Human Rights Council in Geneva, urging China to allow access for independent observers there. Two diplomats from Western countries said Ukraine pulled its name off the list after Chinese authorities warned Kiev that they would block a planned shipment of about 500,000 doses of vaccines to Ukraine unless it did so. The head of the World Health Organization said in Geneva Friday that the world is repeating the same mistakes made with the access to HIV and H1N1 treatment and vaccines by not supplying poor-income countries, and the situation is very worrisome. At a briefing at the United Nations headquarters in Switzerland, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world's inability to provide enough COVID-19 vaccines to the poorer countries was a global failure. He raised concerns about the situation in Africa, saying it has become so dangerous. Also concerned was WHO senior advisor Bruce Aylward, who said the COVAX facility could not deliver vaccines because of a lack of supplies, blaming rich nations for using the vaccines on the young who are less likely to fall ill. Colombian President Iván Duque said Friday that a helicopter carrying him and several senior officials came under fire in the southern Catatumbo region bordering Venezuela in a rare instance of a direct attack on a presidential aircraft. He said everyone on board the helicopter was safe. He said the helicopter's equipment and capabilities prevented something lethal from happening. A video released by the presidency showed several bullet holes in the Colombian Air Force helicopter. Russian defense ministries released on Friday footage of its nuclear-capable bombers flying over the Mediterranean Sea as part of drills. The bombers were accompanied by fighter jets on a training mission, according to the ministry in a statement. Russia's defense ministry began Friday a joint Navy and Air Force exercise in the eastern Mediterranean. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he has asked Pope Francis to come to Canada to apologize for church-run boarding schools where hundreds of unmarked graves have now been found. He said Friday Canadians are horrified by their own government's role. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.